Today, the estate planning experience is transactional, largely controlled by outside advisors, and is chiefly document-driven, devoid of any data points, short of simply saving taxes. FinClaire melds together the intersection of financial, tax, and legal data, breathing life into the family's legacy, allowing them to see and assess in real time the impact of various planning opportunities. I'm Randall Reuben King, and you're listening to Baker Hosts. To provide us with insight on the legacy planning application FinClaire, we welcome John Forster, a partner in Baker Hostetler's tax group. John is a private wealth attorney in our Washington, D.C. office and is lead attorney for FinClaire. Welcome, John.
Thank you.
John, what exactly does FinClaire do?
So FinClaire is a data aggregator that allows for the visualization of somebody's estate plan. It provides easy to read, digestible dashboards so that somebody can evaluate how their plan actually operates, what the economic outcome will be, and what the potential future impact will be.
I see. Well, now let's say I already have an estate plan and it's working just fine. Why do I need FinClaire?
So, like most transformative technology, it's hard to evaluate until you've actually utilized it, you know, no different than Uber or ChatGPT. But bottom line is, you probably do have a conventional estate plan and it may in fact work just fine. The question is, what does it do and is it being actively managed and monitored? And typically the answer is, under conventional planning approaches, no.
Is it possible to experience a demo of your system, FinClaire?
Well, the short answer is absolutely. We have a link that you can go into and attempt to review the dashboards if you wish. But I would tell you it's a fuller experience than simply the link itself. But yes, you could go through, click on the link, and experience what the dashboards offer.
Okay, now big question, what does it cost me?
Well, I'll give you the typical lawyer answer. It depends. It really is a function of the complexity of your balance sheet, public and private assets, how they're structured. But basically, there's two costs. There's the onboarding cost, collecting all the data initially, and then the data management costs, meaning refining and reconciling the data on an annual recurring basis to ensure its accuracy. But bottom line is, if we have the information up front with regards to your balance sheet, then we can determine a budget for the onboarding and data management process.
So we can get an idea of what it will cost before we commit.
Exactly.
Fantastic. Well, now let's assume my financial institution tells me they already have such a system and it's free. If that's true, what does yours give me that I can't get from my current situation?
So I would tell you that our system's been built in a different manner. It's really been built with a mind towards client centricity. What do clients want out of the legacy management process, as opposed to the just siloed investment management process, which tends to focus on asset performance over time? This actually shows you not only a consolidated live balance sheet, but it then waterfalls all of that data through a personal estate plan and provides the allocations among your various family members, your philanthropy, your tax exposure, provides liquidity relative to tax exposure to ensure the plan is solvent. A series of different questions get answered through this system as opposed to a system typically offered by investment teams. The other thing I think worth noting is we are, and our hallmark is, that we're independent. Law firms are governed and lawyers are governed by a series of bar rules that require confidentiality and independence, most of those rules do not necessarily apply to the financial services industry. Not an unimportant point, to say the least. So how will your data be used? How will it be housed? And what remains confidential to you, and who really owns the data?
Building on that, then, I would ask, can the system be used to transact business in real time? Like, can you buy and sell securities?
For the very same reasons we just discussed, the answer is the system is built on a read-only chassis. You cannot transact any business on behalf of the family.
I see. All right, then, to wrap it up, how will this system, FinClear, help the current generation and the next generation?
So I think there's two pieces to this puzzle. There's this generation, and then there's the question regarding the next generation. So for this generation, I think it'll provide a transformative experience where the highly complex becomes wildly simplified. Suddenly, information that wasn't available before and wasn't aggregated in this manner is now available to the family so that they can visualize the entire structure that they've put in place, meaning they'll be able to make decisions with real-time information. In effect, it democratizes the data, which is principally what technology has done. It's allowed families and or clients to be in the driver's seat over their information. With regard to future generations, I think they will be more engaged in this type of system. They are not accustomed to reviewing stacks of documents, only being able to review data at the leisure of their advisors during their office hours. That is completely unacceptable to that generation. They are used to an on-demand environment with information readily flowing through to them so that they have access and it's really their data. So I really do believe that FinClear is principally built not only for this generation, but for the future.
Very good. Well, this has been very enlightening. Thank you very much, John, for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
If you have any questions for John, his contact information is in the show notes. As always, thanks for listening to Baker Hosts. Comments heard on Baker Hosts are for informational purposes and should not be construed as legal advice regarding any specific facts or circumstances. Listeners should not act upon the information provided on Baker Hosts without first consulting with a lawyer directly. The opinions expressed on Baker Hosts are those of participants appearing on the program and do not necessarily reflect those of the firm. For more information about our practices and experience, please visit bakerlaw.com.